This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
19 keys, and this is
high-level conversation.
Understanding your human design, understanding your Myers-Briggs, right? Doing all of the personal assessments to have a customized file of yourself to understand why do you operate in certain ways. Like, mm-hmm. I know all my gifts, or most of them, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I'm always going through a constant examination to reminding myself of my gifts. Because mm-hmm. if I find myself where I'm not in flow, then I could become bitter. And it's only because I'm not operating based on my design framework. So I like the advice that he gave you, because it was really telling you, like, bro, you are him already. Just operate like you him and stop telling people you him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if you have to sell somebody something, sometimes it means that they have in their mind made up that they want to buy it.
Yeah.
Good product will sell itself.
Yeah, like, good product will sell itself. Like, dope. Good product will sell itself. Like, dope. Nah, 100%. 100%.
Who gave you the best? So you've had these interactions that you sound like you are able to capture and keep. Mm-hmm. You store these memories.
Yeah,
so tell me about some more good, positive interactions that you've had, or not so positive, that served as lessons that you had with people, you know, throughout the industry?
Look, even the ones I just told you, I feel are positive, because I reflect on them.
Definitely.
Yeah, I reflect on them in a way that, because they mean something to me. My first argument with Jacquees when I'm like, you know, and whatever, like, those are things that, like, that make me look at myself, you know, and understand how I'm, again, rubbing because I won't know unless somebody was to say something to me, because I'm operating innocently, out of purity. And so some other things I would say, like, that kind of shaped where I'm at now, as far as, like, how I'm thinking about impact in the community and, like, my art or creation as a young god, as I learn more about knowledge of self and embrace my experience. You know, I think out of that whole social media thing, I was able to start digging with a few interesting people. That's when me and RZA's relationship got a lot deeper, because everybody pretty much said I said that in the wrong way at the wrong time, you know. But when you hear what I have to say, essentially I'm bringing awareness to the importance of supporting Black-owned businesses, mm-hmm. period. There's 40 million Black Americans. 25 cents a day across 40 million people for 1 year is $3.6 billion. Mm. That was the only point I was trying to make. Mm-hmm. That's math. That's 1 + 1 = 2. That's math. You can do it yourself. 25 cents a day across every Black American for a year would be $3.6 billion. You know how much a Netflix subscription was at first? Mm. $7 a month, 25 cents a day.
I mean, listen, and I don't mind taking the dagger. Shout out to Rosa Parks. Shout out to all people of that time.
Keep me out of trouble. We just touched that for a quick
second. No, it's all positive. It's all positive. But it's just a simple fact that the media and people in the media know what they're doing. The only reason they twist things is so that they can get views and clicks, right? Otherwise, they would expound upon your perspective with full context so that people didn't misunderstand. What most of the media does is they do it to where they want to manipulate people, put things out of context so that people can get angry. They can flow for advertisement.
Right.
That's their game. That's their gambit, right? Most of the time, a person never needs to apologize. It's just adding more context to be understood. Because when people are not understood, then that's when the ignorance and the anger pops up, because Now you think somebody crazy. Now you think that they're weird. Now you think there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I like having long form content and conversations, because it's very hard to misunderstand me, because I have enough time to expound upon my points.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you disagree, you can't be mad,
mm-hmm.
right? Because I'm allowed to have my perspective.
Right.
Black people are not a single monolith. We all have different perspectives on history,
yeah.
on time, the future. And there's nobody who gets to decide what that overall perspective can be,
right?
And there are so many different ways to take it, especially if you're pulling something positive from it.
Mm-hmm.
Our generation is different. We're going to look at the past differently, right, than a baby boomer, right, than Gen X,
mm-hmm.
right? The millennials, the alphas, the Zs, they're all going to look at it completely different as far as what was actually taking place during these time periods.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we're going back to the civil rights, whether we're going back to the 80s during the crack era, whether mm-hmm. we're going into the 90s where, you know, you go to hip hop, right? And we're going into the 2000s and the missed opportunities of the internet. We're going to look back on all of these and say, first of all, we're trying to figure out how do we make sure the same things never happen again?
Mm.
What were better ways that we could have done it? Because nobody can ever argue there was never a better way. We just didn't know all our options.
Mm-hmm.
And as I talked to my brother, Nori Muhammad, he said that there's the three sights that man have. We have hindsight, which of course is looking in the past, and being able to gather a better perspective on what could have been. There's insight, which is looking into the present, understanding where we are right now and the best way to move. And then there's foresight, looking into the future on what could be. So, you know, you can never punish somebody for having hindsight. You can never punish somebody for their insight or their foresight, right? Because then you want people to follow you blindly. And that's not justice.
Mm.
So you could take that.
Yeah.
I speak for you, man. I be your articulate voice. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
because they can't come at me because I got enough. I can handle any perspective thrown.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have integrated.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Into multiple places that weren't the best spaces for us, and we weren't always thoughtful about what we should build for ourselves.
Integration is not the issue. I think integration without infrastructure is the issue.
That's the problem, but that's what their idea of integration was, because if you didn't have a plan for infrastructure, then it was always just integration for acceptance,
right,
versus ownership.
Well, from my understanding, there was the Black Power movement that was getting, you know, people forget too, like there's documentaries on it. Martin Luther King, I mean, there were Black people that were upset, spitting at him, like not, you know, calling him all sorts of things. When he was alive, it was when he was gone that the story really shifted.
He ain't become more popular until after death, when they was able to use the context of his death in their agendas.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know how many leaders we've had in the last 100 years? Martin Luther King is one of them.
Yeah.
Right? And by my opinion, he's not the greatest of them. And the reason I say that is no disrespect to Martin, but in his last days, he said he made a mistake.
Yeah.
Right? And then he was assassinated for realizing that mistake, because he was then going to transition to probably become the greatest leader.
Right.
Right? That we've seen in that space in which he came from, the church background and the way he was leading. So, you know, most of our leaders, all of them, never get to live long enough to even see the full service of who they would have become.
Right.
We lose Nipsey at 33. We lose Pac at 25.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We lose them too early for them to even evolve. So hindsight, right, is us being able to look back and say, hey, you could have done this. You could have did this.
Yeah.
But at the moment, And from what their insight, they can't see all of that.
Yeah.
They don't know what they don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's no disrespect to an ancestor when you say that, hey, we could have done this better.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to be a generation that looks back and say, right, we could have done this better. Right. When you die, there's afterlife and we are the afterlife.
Right, right.
Right? Time doesn't stop because of you. But the problem is that, you know, we worship stories and we act like we can't have critical thinking and analysis and philosophy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, we're supposed to gather, fellowship, think,
mm-hmm.
right? That's not disrespecting the ancestors. We saying we want to go further. Otherwise, we wouldn't discuss you. We'd forget you.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the disrespect. When we forget you, we don't evoke your name no more. You're no longer alive.
Yeah.
As long as your name is being evoked, you're still alive. We're still trying to figure out how to solve the problems that you was fighting for.
Right.
The disrespect is the fact that we ain't solved them yet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Fact. Definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing over and over and over. And that's what we constantly do.
Expecting a different result.
Like, you know? Like I'm one of the ones that I represent the advancement.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we have this culture to where these organizations have become mostly just owned by advertisers. They don't actually do anything anymore.
Right.
They don't actually have any function, because if they did, they would seek and find all of the leaders and support them. It shouldn't be the leaders that go to them. They should be the ones giving out the invitations. But they don't do that, right? Because their goal now is to just be a safe platform that represents something that was, but not something that is. All right, so when we're talking about the Malcolms, we're talking about the Marcus Garveys, right? We're talking about the Martin Luther Kings, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's, the Noble Drew Ali's, the John Horses, right? We can continue to go on and on. The goal is to say, okay, what did they die for? Right? And have we solved that yet? Because we're not impressive until we go further.
Here I am dancing to that tune again, God talking.
I'm talking about?
You know what I'm saying? That's all I mean, there's definitely... It's just definitely synergy, brother, but that's because this is a mission that we're all walking. We're walking in purpose. Yeah. You know
Listen, I'll be Malcolm, you be Martin. It's the movie. This the scene.
Hey, hey, we might actually be in its own, in its own.
Can you do a Martin monologue?
I
Have you ever tried to tap into that?
No, I haven't.
He got that rhythmatic pastor voice.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And man, as I was talking to my brother Nuri, he was explaining how they did the test to where Malcolm has more of a voice that is flowing tunes with blues, right? And Martin, what I would imagine, would be gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I tap into those different rhythms as I speak.
Yeah.
Nah, I was seriously up all night. You know what I mean? I took a couple of drops of this, and I think I took it too late. Right, I took it probably around like 5 o'clock. I didn't think it was gonna keep me up to like 2-3 o'clock. But it was good though, cause I was doing hella work. Like I was knocking it out, cause I had to do a lot of stuff on the back end for the show. But the disclaimer on this one, don't take this if you wanna goddamn be focused. If you don't wanna be focused all day long, just knocking it out with no distractions. Cause my mind was calm, I had my system ready to go, I was energized, and I was just boom, 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 boom. And once I got in that flow, I couldn't be distracted nor slanted nor taken off. You feel me? That supermind really have you up there going. It's like Viagra for the brain. It had me definitely mentally up all night, for sure. Because it almost got to a point where it felt like I couldn't tell when I was supposed to go to sleep because I didn't get no drowsiness. But then I realized that once I got into bed, you know, I was able to naturally just fall into a sleep. So it was still good. It wasn't one of the ones that just, you know, had me with insomnia. It was just basically telling me when you want to go to sleep, you can. But beyond that, that supermind had me working. Yeah, this my fix. I don't need nothing else for real.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.